For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, well, we can start whenever you're ready. It's already recording, so... If you're watching this on YouTube, Alia has the coziest sweater of all time. And it's not even that thick.
No, it's not
because thick. Because for some reason, I feel like anytime anybody talks about anything being cozy, they're thinking it's something that has to be like...
plushy.
Yeah, but thick. This one is like...
No, this one is very like light, kind of like you could easily wear this in the summer.
I don't know about that.
Like an evening summer where it's like gets a little, you know, like it's like that. And it's not fuzzy, you know?
But like by the bonfire type shit?
Sure, by the nighttime bonfire.
Yeah.
But this I actually thrifted.
Uh-huh. So you can't find it anywhere.
Okay, can you say thrifted if... Yeah, you can't find this anywhere. Can you say thrifted if it's like a curated store of secondhand clothing?
Yeah, it's thrifted.
Like... Can you say thrifted if it's not like the usual, you know, Goodwill, Salvation Army, stuff like that?
Yes, 100%. Why wouldn't you be able to say that?
Because there's something about like when you say, oh, I thrifted this piece.
You think it's from the street?
I'm thinking, no, not that it's from the street, but I'm thinking it's like you got it for a bargain. You know, it's like that didn't cost you as much as... Let's something say like something cost. New would cost.
Okay,
like
this so it's sweater. Vintage. It's vintage.
Yeah, but then isn't vintage like not everything is vintage.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So is this vintage or not?
I mean, right? I don't know what makes something vintage when it's like 20 years old, right?
Yes. Anything that's 20 years old.
I have no
makes
idea how old
vintage.
This is. Okay. But it does I love this sweater. Today is the first day I wore it because I bought it like 2 days ago. Or yesterday?
Yeah. You got it yesterday.
No, I got it on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, you cannot get it, but it's really nice.
Somebody's about to ask, where did you get it from?
And also, I love like the neck. It has like this braided neck here too. It's I love when you find like a nice piece at a thrift store. Because I would say...
That happened to me a lot. I feel like I can go to a thrift store right now or tomorrow and say, I want to find this pair of jeans, this color, this wash. And I would literally walk in it and find it in my size.
You do have that look. But what I'm saying is like, I wasn't even looking for anything. And I just stumbled upon, this is also men's. And it's like, the fact that the sleeves like fit me
well. No, this is really, this is like one of the nicest pieces you have.
That I've ever found at a thrift store.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like, this is like one of the nicest.
Out of all my clothes right now.
Like, yeah.
That's a big statement.
Yeah. Speaking of clothes, actually, first of all, let's introduce the pod, all right? My name is Yoni Kodo, in case you forgot, your favorite host in the whole wide world.
Yes. And this is the What's the Juice podcast, because you just introduced yourself. You didn't say what show this is.
Oh,
so
right,
let
right.
people know.
Okay.
This is the What's the Juice, the WTJ, the shout out to your dog show.
Okay, and what's your name?
And my name is Alia Zaitza. Nice to meet you.
Sometimes when I think about starting the podcast, I always want to start with like a nice story.
Yeah, that is your thing. What was the story?
And
oh,
I have
a story.
And I have one today.
Okay, what's the story?
So earlier today, we were talking about Alia's closet and what she has in there, right?
We were talking about that earlier today.
Yeah, just now on the podcast.
Oh, right now, right. Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Okay. No, I forgot.
So... I think it was about maybe like 3 days ago, right? 3 days ago, I'm just over here hanging out, having a good time. It was rainy out. It's been really like gloomy outside in New York.
I've been loving it.
Me too. Even today, like I don't think I even seen the sun today.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go outside today. Oh, actually, you did when you went to get some milk. But
Yeah, but that's just downstairs.
Yeah, like I actually didn't go outside all day today. It's yeah. crazy.
And after this, we should go to the gym, like walk on the treadmill, honestly.
Yeah, maybe.
You should, like move those legs. Anyways, right? So I'm just hanging out and then Alia was like, okay, babe, I'm about to shower. I'm like, all right, cool.
Okay. Right, yeah.
See, you forget. Let me tell the story.
Okay.
So she's in the shower and...
What does this have to do with clothes?
Hold on a second.
Okay, I'm waiting.
She started to play the the clothes will come later.
Okay.
So she started to play the song and, you know, the shower is not that close to the living room. So I can't really hear exactly what the song was. Mm-hmm. But I can tell that it's a different style of music.
Different style of music.
A different style of music that you would normally listen to, right? Oh, if it's not like R&B or something jazzy, especially
lately, right?
Yeah,
I've been
really
lately, in my jazzy era lately.
Yes. This gave me Taylor Swift vibes, right? And shout out to Taylor Swift, okay? I got something else to say about that.
Okay.
And I'm just like, damn, who is she listening to?
Okay.
So then I just kind of let it go for a little bit. I was just like, I don't know, maybe it's just the radio that gave her something and she's in the shower. She can't change the song, right? So she's just riding it out.
Okay.
The second song comes on, same artist, same type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I get up. I put my ear to the door like a little closer just to really hear like what the song is. And then I get in and I say, babe, what are you listening to? I can't remember. I don't know if you want to tell people who you were listening to. But I was like, I don't think it's bad, but it's just different. And I was surprised that you were listening to this.
Yeah, I was
so surprised.
I have so much to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was so surprised. So then I'm just like, I was happy. I was like, this is... You're exploring, like you're going. Usually,
is it funny to see someone exploring something new?
It's funny, but it's especially funny because it's you.
Why?
Because I'm the explorer. Okay, I don't know. Like I would listen to different genres, even to something that may not you wouldn't think that I would listen to. I would still listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now Ali is exploring. I'm just like, oh, damn, this is pretty dope. So I walked away from the bathroom, sat back on the couch, and I thought about it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is growth. This is like you opening your mind to just like some other shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you take it away from here. But this is what happened a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And then we'll connect it to the clothes later in the episode.
Okay, I got you. Okay. So, of course, I'm going to tell you who I was listening to because also I'm sure that many, especially girls that are listening to the podcast,
everybody
knows who Gracie Abrams is. I was surprised you didn't know.
She
just was on SNL, which was really cool.
Abrams.
With an S at the end. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Shout out to Gracie if you're watching this.
That would be crazy. But she just went on tour with Taylor Swift. So she was her opener.
Okay, I know Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she had a crazy year anyways. And you guys know, like, Taylor Swift is just not my favorite. And that is what it is, you know? But I had been listening. I've been hearing Gracie's, like, songs circulating on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people were using, like, one of her... Because she, like, just put out an album pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
So... Some of her songs, you know how like Billie Eilish's songs were just everywhere? Like everyone was making a reel with like one of those popular songs on her new album.
I just want to stop you right there and I apologize, but I love Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Especially her last album was so good.
L'amour de ma vie.
Oh, you do love that song.
I listen to that shit a lot, especially when it came out.
Mm,
but
yeah.
Even now, every once in a while, like I got to get in a specific mood to listen to that song.
Yeah.
The whole album is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, sorry, she just did Tiny Desk, which I need to watch.
Oh, yeah. We should watch that.
Yeah,
we watch that too.
Yeah, I like Billie Eilish. She's cool.
Yeah, she's great. Why was I talking about her? Oh, yeah. So anyways, it's like, so right
scared.
Now people are playing some of Gracie's new songs
mm-hmm.
on like their videos. Like on Instagram and TikTok
reels?
And stuff.
Okay.
And one of the songs that's like one of the most popular ones, I was like, oh, this shit is like good.
Which
like
one
listening
was it?
To the song.
Can you sing it a little bit?
No, I don't know it by heart. And you know, I'm not very good with the words of songs and shit. I just know the songs.
That is very true.
But anyways, so I've been meaning to just like give it, I'm getting back into my music a little bit. I don't know if you've noticed, I've been listening to music a little bit more than usual.
That is true. She was listening to music setting up the podcast.
Yeah.
I come from around the corner, she got her headphones in, and she's like, I'm just vibing out, setting up the podcast. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, there's something about music lately, and this might sound so stupid, but there's something.
It's not
something...
lately. You're just late to the party.
I was going to say for me.
Oh, okay.
There's something about music lately that just sounds so good. Like, I think it's because I've remembered that I had, like, over-ear headphones. Like, I have, like, the Apple headphones. Mm-hmm. I forgot I owned those for, like, a year. I just forgot about them.
Okay.
And I now have rediscovered them. Actually, you took them out of wherever drawer they were.
Out of the dungeon somewhere.
And you were like, and I was like, wow, I totally forgot, like, I had those. Because I just got so used to the convenience of AirPods, you know?
I got them out because I wanted to compare them to the new Sony
headphones. Yeah, right. I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, so now since they've been out, I've been actually using them, and I'm just like, damn, like, I forgot how good music sounds like that. And I don't know, recently, I've been just really enjoying music.
Mm.
Like, for someone that, in general, it's not that I wasn't listening to music, but, like, I was always kind of, like, watching a TV show rather than playing music.
Yes.
That's what I was doing for a while. And now, like, I'm really just vibing with music.
I like that. That's who's someone else that you
Well, let me finish the Gracie story, right?
Okay.
Basically, she's one artist that I just had meant to, like, sit down and listen to rather than just hear, like, one song off, you know, somewhere. So when I took that shower, I just thought about, like, what vibe am I in? I'm like, you know what? Let me listen to her album.
That was the first time you listened to it?
That was the first time that I was listening to any of those songs, like, actually listening versus hearing it on a video.
Okay.
And
so you went to the album and then you pressed just first song.
Yeah, just first song on her newest album.
Okay.
I think it's called, like, Secret of Us or something. And what was I going to say? When you heard that music, mm-hmm. I was also hearing all that music for the very first time. Like, I hadn't listened to it before.
The Secret of Us. Okay. Song number one, Felt Good About You.
Yeah, I'm not good with song with names. Okay. You ain't got to play it right now, though.
No, I'm not going to play it. You can't even play it.
Yeah, you would play it right now.
I would.
Anyways, so I don't know what to tell you exactly. Like,
what did you think of it? Like, you listened to it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Did you think that her music was, like, did you expect her music to be what it was? I mean, I guess you already knew it from Instagram.
I've heard, like, one or two songs, but then I wanted to listen to it, like, you know, in order of her album. Mm-hmm. And I like some songs, and then other songs, like, are a little bit too much, like, either, like, too depressy or too, like, girl trying to, like, find love. Like, I
but
found...
But sometimes depressing songs are good. Like, sometimes
yeah,
they're...
but it's, like, a little bit too, like, melancholic for me, where it's, like...
You weren't in that vibe.
Maybe you said I wasn't in that vibe. I don't know. And then there's other songs that are a little bit too upbeat, girly pop sounds.
I don't... See, those are the songs that I will skip.
Yeah, but then there were some songs, like, I would say one of my favorites that I can remember the song, the title of is I Love You, I'm Sorry.
Okay.
And I really like that song. It has a very, like, powerful kind of
It's called I Love
energy.
You, I'm Sorry.
Yeah. I'm like playing it in my head.
Do you know how it goes?
Yeah, I'm not about to sing that shit.
just a little bit,
No, I do not sing.
Please,
okay.
Please.
No.
Everybody's listening to this and wants you to sing. Just know.
No, well, enjoy that. Enjoy you wanting to, yeah. So, anyways, but something about music recently, I've been, like, getting back into it. I know that might be crazy because there's some people that are like, I listen to music all day, every day, which is totally you.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
But
there's some, yeah. I think there's, like, two different kinds of people, and there's different ways to consume music. Mm. There's the casual listeners who, you know, you go to your day list, you play whatever.
So that's my usual.
And you just play whatever.
That's how I approach music.
And then there's the people who you listen album by album, project by project, which is me.
Yeah, you're very intentional with it.
I go and I find an artist, and then I just play the first song and I go all the way to the end, right? Mm-hmm. When I want to discover new music, what I do is I go on Spotify and I go to, let's say there's a new artist that I found and I want to find just similar vibe. Mm-hmm. I just go to their radio and I don't like most of the stuff on that radio. Sometimes it's not really, really accurate. Mm. And I just, like, you know, I make a new folder on Spotify and then I just add whatever song I like as I go. So sometimes I'm on a city bike, right? Sometimes I'm on a city bike and I'm listening to a song and I'm just, like, going pretty fast. I literally would have to stop and add the song to the playlist.
You're like, hold on a second. This shit is good. Let me pause.
No, I literally stop on the side.
Really?
Pull my phone out because then I would lose it.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
And add it to the playlist and then continue going.
Okay, so do you make a new playlist for the specific, like, vibe?
I have.
You said you make a folder. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, I know. I have like four different playlists, right? One is R&B, one is like a jazz one that I haven't published yet. Cause you can make playlists without having it, like, on your profile.
Ooh, exclusive.
And then you have one that's like for rap and then one that's like for like early 2000s.
Okay.
So usually when I listen, I would just know which playlist, whatever song would go on.
You know what I mean? So you don't make a new playlist.
Every time, no.
For like...
No, I have a bunch of them. There's only three that are published, but then I make a bunch of them and then I just add. And then whenever I feel like I have enough songs, I just put them
out.
It's
so crazy. I do not have playlists. Like, I have, like, old plays that I made years ago.
Yeah.
But I cannot remember the last time I made a playlist or added. Like, I don't even like songs on Spotify anymore. Like, you know how you can like songs and it goes to, like, your likes?
Yeah.
I never use that. I just listen to music and I just listen to the Spotify curated, like, things.
Let us know, how do you consume music? Are you more like Ali or are you just a little bit more intentional?
I mean, I don't know. For me, the algorithm got so good on Spotify that it just gives me, like,
But that's
works.
Fine. That's perfect. But don't you ever want to go back to, like, a certain album and...
But I don't... That's the thing. The way I listen to music, I don't even really pay attention.
Like, you don't
to,
even
like,
know what artist, album... You don't
what
know.
Album, what name. Like, I'm just listening to music. And sometimes if, like, something really hits, I'd be like, oh, damn, like, what is this? You know, and, like, I'll look at it, but I won't save it.
Do you care where the artist is from?
I mean, not specifically, no.
Do you... Okay,
like,
let's say...
I don't know where Cleo Soul is from, for example. Like, do you know where she's from?
I don't know because I never looked it up. I listen to her songs.
I listen to her music so much all the time. Her and Claro and, like, I don't know where they're from or like nothing about them.
You, well, for me, the people that I usually look up more information is like older bands that I like. Like, damn, what did they do in the 80s? Or like, where are they from? Like, how did they meet? Like, the new artists, I don't really do that to the new artists.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I listen to mostly like new artists. I don't know. I just listen to whatever Spotify tells me to listen to. But let's go back to, so what does this have to do with clothes?
Okay. So now we get this, because I think that Gracie Abrams, I think her style is really similar to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I would say.
So how can you like her and not like Taylor Swift's music?
Because I don't like all her songs.
Who?
Gracie's songs. I don't like all of her songs on her album. There's like some songs that like resonated with me and then other songs that I don't need to listen to.
But overall, you think that she's a good artist?
Yeah, like, I think she's good. And I think that she makes each individual song sound quite different than the other one. Like, there's a variety of like sound.
Why?
Versus like, I feel like Taylor Swift, there's a lot of songs that sound very similar. Maybe it's because like I just don't like it, or maybe I just have this automatic like, oh, it's Taylor Swift, so like I don't like it thing in my head.
I feel like she definitely has the stigma on her from like the people who don't enjoy her. It's kind of like Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber. His last album, like I can honestly say that I really, really loved his what is it called? Justice. Yeah, his last
Purpose?
Album.
It's all awesome.
No. Yeah, Purpose is the one before. Yeah, Justice. I love that album, okay? If you never listened to Justin Bieber, Justice album, fuck, I really like that album, yeah. So that's an album that I really enjoy.
Yeah, but I don't think he's not also as active with music and
stuff. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying he also has that stigma on him, like, oh, you listen to Justin Bieber, bro?
Yeah, because he still has that kind of like, oh, he used to be big with like the young girls or whatever.
Yeah, or just it's almost like just the name Justin Bieber is like a grown man cannot listen to Justin Bieber. That's a thing.
Yeah,
no, and I think it's weird because to me, music is music.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, I wish I could play some of my favorite songs by him. Okay, so anyways, the other day I was listening to Taylor Swift's last album. I think it's called like The Torture
Tortured Poet Society or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right? And I remember there was like maybe a year ago, we tried to listen to one of her albums.
Yeah.
And we did not like it at all. I remember like we tried. Okay. I don't know if we listened to the whole thing, but I just clearly.
Wait, I actually want to double check. Can you double check what the name of the album is? Because it's going to bother me if we get it so long.
I mean, people know what the last. The
I know.
Name. Okay, you can search it up. Why? So the other day I go to Taylor Swift because some days when I'm just at home, I'm relaxing and.
Oh, it's the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Society. and I was just like, you know, let me give it another chance because I remember the episode we did and a lot of people who listened to us
were
really
mad
like,
at me because I said Taylor's hello.
Right. And a lot of people like her. And I'm just like, you know, let me listen again.
Yeah.
So I go to the this album. I play the first song and it was good. I think it was a lot of songs on that album. But anyways, my point is I like that album.
Okay.
And I was listening to it and I was really just like, I told myself, like, this is not bad. This is not bad music. Okay, listen, hear me out. It's not what I'm going to play in my headphones walking outside, going somewhere. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's bad. It's just not for me. Like, if I was, I don't know, if I was someone else if it was for me, then I would probably listen to it, you know? But it's just not my shit. I have way other songs that I would like. But
I am going to do exactly what I did with Gracie's album. I'm going to do that with Taylor Swift's album.
Yeah, you should.
And then I'm going to come and report back, okay?
I even went and told one of my friends about that. I was just like, yo, did you listen to the last Taylor Swift album? Like, and man. He was just like,
he was like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, bro? You ever seen
how can you even ask
yo,
me that?
You ever seen the Russell Westbrook meme?
No.
When he has like that green hoodie and he's like, an interview asks him like a stupid question in the locker room. He's a basketball player. And an interview asks him a stupid question and then he was
oh,
just
I
like,
might've.
He makes a face. He's like, yo, what are you talking about, bro?
yeah, I think I remember that.
So basically, that's what my friend did, and I thought it was hilarious. But anyways, I appreciate music. Open your mind to new music. Try things that you usually wouldn't listen to. And it's just a fun experience.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I'm playing Taylor Swift all day, but I think that she's a good artist.
Okay, yeah. I'll give it another chance.
Right? Okay. And if you're out there listening to this and you're disagreeing with me, listen, just give it another chance. And if you, because also it's okay to think that someone is just not good.
Yeah, and I also think it's okay to maybe only like one song and not any of the other ones.
Exactly. But my overall thing was just that
And you know, what can I say? Like, Gracie's sound is very similar to Taylor's.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
But I think it's also okay that it's like they're similar, but something about her I like, not that I resonate with, but I don't know. She's new.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's been around. Like I was in middle school
Taylor Swift
was like still crazy. And like, I don't know, something okay. about it.
Well, this album sounds more mature.
I don't know. Oh, this Taylor Swift album.
Yes. To me, it sounded more mature. I don't know her whole catalog.
Discography.
Yes. But I do know that the stuff that I listened to before sounded very...
Just not your vibe. Yeah.
It's not my vibe. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I surprised myself mm-hmm. that I was listening to it. And I actually listened to it again, like the other day when I went on a walk on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I listened to the album again.
So she only has one album right now?
No, I think she has an album before that too. I think this is her second album.
This is like her breakout album.
No, she just is like on tour with Taylor. So she's been,
oh damn, yeah,
you know, growing for the last like year and 2 years. But what I was going to say is like, I played it the other day just walking home. I went on like a long walk. I got breakfast, then walked back home. And it just fit the vibe, you know, like that music. The only thing is like, sometimes I think it's funny. I can't listen. Not that I can't listen, but it's like something about songs that are very like romantic / like love story style mm-hmm. that like Taylor plays. And then like Gracie also dabbles in that. It's like very much like, I miss you. Like very romantic.
What's the problem
songs.
With that?
I can't listen to them.
You don't got feelings?
No. Like something about feelings? The fact that like I'm in a relationship and it's a good relationship and it's been a stable relationship.
So you can't
for
relate.
6 years. I'm like, I can't relate to this shit at all. Like it feels weird to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Like
interesting.
Like it feels weird to listen to
someone being sad?
No. Somebody being kind of like young girl wants a boy.
Okay, I
type
see.
Of energy.
I see what
it's
you're
like
saying.
A not. It's like a specific stage of life.
Yes, and you're not there.
And
anymore.
I'm not. I haven't been there in a long time. Yeah, like I'm much fair. More of like a love song from like Sade.
You know what? I love how you broke that down for us.
But you get the comparison?
No, I do. Except wait. What did you say about Sade?
I said I'm at the
oh,
at
love
a,
songs.
Like
okay.
a love song or like a way that Sade might like talk about love in a song feels like that's more of like where I am in my life in terms of that category of
yes.
songs. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get exactly what you're saying. And I appreciate that comparison. I mean that parallel. Yeah.
Contrast.
Because Sade, if you don't know her, if you're out there listening,
I guess it's just a music
podcast. And if you don't know who Sade is, she is my all-time favorite artist. Okay? And I mean, if we're talking about like male artists or female artists, right? So she's definitely like my favorite one. If you don't know how to spell her name, it's Sade. It's people say Sade, but it's not Sade. Everybody keeps saying Sade. Oh yeah, who's Sade? It's not Sade.
Yeah, but I feel like they should spell it differently.
Yeah, it's Sade. And I just want to give you guys a couple songs to listen to, okay? Listen, if you've never heard her music before, listen to Cherish Today, It's my all-time favorite song by her, okay?
Yeah, that song is crazy.
Cherish the Day, and then there is No Ordinary Love.
Yo, as soon as you say these, I can hear them in my
head. And then there is The Sweetest Taboo. Then there's many more. There's King of Sorrow.
Smooth Operator.
Yeah. I discovered them like in 2010. Yeah. Or her. Well, I'll say them.
I think you put me on and then like the internet like picked them back up. Where like now like
Sade?
A lot more people are listening to her music than they were like 2 years ago.
That's true.
Or 3 years ago.
But I still feel like there's a lot of people who don't listen to her music. She just came out with a new song.
Yeah, it was like not the vibe, right?
It was the vibe. I really like it. Yeah.
Okay, so is this going to be like a music episode?
I think we could keep it on music. SZA is coming out with a deluxe.
Oh, shit. Okay. Damn.
SZA is coming out with a deluxe version of her last album, SOS.
Okay.
Right.
So, a deluxe album just means it's like the same album, but they add a few songs.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, deluxe.
And for it
out.
To be a deluxe album, do they have to get to like a specific level of sales or like something or streams for them to then?
I don't know. I think it's just a choice that they make because you also don't have to. But I feel like lately most artists been doing that because it gives your album like a new life almost. So
and like people are like re-listening to everything.
Yes, like SZA, she didn't win a Grammy off this album, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't know who won. I think Taylor Swift.
For what album? Album of the year?
Album of the year 2023, I think.
That's crazy.
I think, I don't know, I might be wrong about that, but she didn't win and I didn't know. I don't know how she didn't win. Anyways, there's a Lux coming out and I'm very excited about that.
So you're not going to tell people the story you're going to...
What?
You said that you're going to relate. We started talking about music because you were talking about clothes from the thrift store.
You know what? I love talking about music and we can talk about music maybe another time.
No, I mean, we already talked about
it. Okay, because you want me to talk about clothes right now.
No, because I don't want people left hanging.
Oh, okay. If you... I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be considerate here.
Okay, cool. So the story about the clothes was that after Aaliyah discovered Gracie Abrams, a few days later, I'm sitting on this couch and we got a mirror right there and she was trying on some clothes. And...
Oh, yeah. I got like some new clothes that
So she got her boots.
Yeah, I got a pair of boots. It's actually my first pair of boots that I've ever owned.
Okay, and it's given... okay, like how do I explain it, right?
I was also wearing them with a skirt.
She was wearing them with a skirt.
Like a long skirt.
A long skirt with the high boots is given Swiftie. Okay? And shout out to all the Swifties out there, but I've never seen you dress like that.
Okay, what's funny
and
is
And this
like,
is coming after listening to Gracie. She got the boots. I'm just like, "Yo, you want to go to Texas?"
Okay, but the boots I was wearing were not cowboy boots. For one, they were moto boots. Two, the skirt I was wearing was like long brown, like this like specific like wool like thing. So it wasn't giving cowboy at all.
Nah, you needed a hat. If you had a hat, that would have gave.
That's not true. All I can say is that the same way that I'm, you know, just kind of rediscovering music and stuff. Like, can we just know from now on that I will forever be changing my mind? Okay, I'll be the queen of going back on her word. And that is not a good look. That's not an easy thing to have in combination with someone who is also opinionated. Because when you are someone that is as opinionated as me and likes to just let you know what she thinks, but then she also has this pattern of going back on her word and changing her mind and actually liking the thing that she didn't like before, it's not a good combination, but here we are.
And I honestly think that is okay.
I think that is what makes me me.
I think I do that as well, except my opinions are not as concrete as yours, I would say.
It's not that. It's like I deliver mine, I really throw them at you.
You do. It's like a curveball.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what curveball means.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right
term. A curveball is like when you say something and then throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I think me, like the way I express how I feel about things is very, like I say this to you all the time off camera, is that Me and Ali can say the exact same thing. And someone in the comments will pick it up when Ali said it or how she said it. And I could have said the same thing. I think it's not a tone thing. I think it is tone.
I think it's several things.
It's tone, like it's facial expression. Oh my God, yo, the facial expression can really fuck it up.
I need to be more like poker faced.
Yeah.
It's hard. But you know, I think this is the beauty of like, if you want to see humans just like, just the inner workings of a human's complexity, just look at me.
Yeah.
I just mean like, you know, it's like, we're complex. We go back on our word. We change our mind. At some point, why is it that at some point you didn't like eating this specific type of food? And then like a year later, you try it again. You're like, wait, this is actually really good.
Yeah. I just read a camera review on YouTube earlier, and I went to this comment section. This is what I told you earlier. Mm-hmm. And the guy, he's like, he makes camera reviews, and then people really listen to him, and they would go buy that shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
So this comment says, hey, Adam, whatever his name was, I really appreciate your opinions on cameras, and I take them seriously. And when you change your mind,
liking a camera or not.
Yeah, on liking a camera or not, people really lose out on good deals because you didn't like it in that other video you made last month. They lost out on that deal that they could have bought. And now you come back a month later
and say, actually, this camera
is actually really, really great. Now, a lot of people who were counting on your, you know, like on your opinion, lost out on that deal.
Mm. It's too bad, though.
It's like, too bad. So in that context, like, how do you feel about changing your mind when you know you have an audience that listens to, especially if it's something that, because cameras are not cheap. But also at the same time, let me just backtrack. At the end of the day, use your own brain.
Yeah. Like, well, and I was also going to say at the end of the day is like, it's an opinion. It's kind of on you whether you let it influence this big decision in your life or not.
But I do get it because I'm currently in a search of this specific camera and I'm watching reviews about that shit all day.
Yeah.
And if someone is just saying how bad it is, the next video say they're saying that, you know, it's not good, but I think the camera is good. Mm-hmm. Those opinions will influence how I view this camera weirdly.
I mean,
because they're experts. Like, they know more than me.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like a very specific scenario.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you apply it to day-to-day life, like with this and like, because are you basically trying to make a parallel between that and the podcast?
No, I was just talking.
No.
I'm just talking today.
I'm like, well, I don't know. It's going to happen quite often that like there's something that I like and then there's something that I
No, that's fine. I mean, like, in season two, we made a whole episode called It's Okay to Change Your Mind. So if you haven't listened to that, go back. I don't know what episode that was, but
no idea.
It's literally called It's Okay to Change Your Mind. It'll be interesting to actually listen to it.
I mean, I'm sure I still agree with everything I said.
Yeah.
Because it is okay to change your mind, which is why when I throw things around, I'm like, this is my opinion right now.
Yeah.
It might change tomorrow.
I love saying that too, but I feel like it kind of takes away from your point.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't say that.
You used to tell me that all the time.
What? That's okay.
Like, I would argue about something and be like, I don't think that's right and I don't agree with that. But you know, there's someone out there who does it. And I always like to see things from everyone else's perspective. Just because I think one thing,
we can't include everyone's opinion in every episode.
No, but I understand that other people got opinions as well.
I know, but when I'm listening to an episode and then like, I don't need somebody to also make sure that like, oh, my ego isn't hurt and they included me and said, but I understand that if other people don't like it, it's like shit.
But I like to say that.
It just feels too much like a disclaimer.
No, well, disclaimers are okay.
Okay, but sometimes...
Maybe we should put one disclaimer in the beginning and say, these are our opinions and they might change next week.
Yeah, I guess so, yes. But I think we're going to go over to Patreon.
Okay.
And I want to talk about a few things. Actually, before we started recording, I was just listening to my music on my headphones. Okay. And I was just, I made a list of random things list. That's what I called it. And I just wrote a bunch of random things that popped into my head. And
like, what do you mean random things?
Like literally random things, like
a bike, microwave, oven. Like,
there's these crazy scones that everybody's talking about that are in New York, and I really want to go get them.
Okay, we should do that tomorrow morning.
That's one thing I wrote on the list.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we're going to go to Patreon and we're going to talk about whatever else I wrote on this random list. But okay. One of those things is also year two New York City holidays. How is that going? What is year our experience two? Now? Like last year was our first time being in New York during the holidays.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, there's no place that does the holidays like New York City.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
We can talk about, like, you know, our second year. How is our experience different? Now we live in Brooklyn. We don't even live in Manhattan anymore.
Ooh, that's going to be good. So okay.
That's what we're going
to
talk about.
Let's go to Patreon and we'll see you guys like next week, right?
Yeah. And if you're on Patreon, we'll see you guys on
Sunday. Actually, next week's episode will drop on Thursday, not on Wednesday.
Yes, because Wednesday is Christmas Day and we want to also like take, you know, the day off like everybody else is.
Yes. But once you wake up on that Thursday, also I wanted to say, everybody's seen my case.
Kind of makes me hungry when I look at it. Like, I wish I could eat it.
This is the best case I've ever had in my life.
Okay? The amount of people that talk to you just because that case.
And I'm not going to lie. Oh, that is true. So it's almost like having a
talk to me shirt.
Like a talk to me shirt, or like maybe like a really beautiful dog. You know how everybody talks to you when you got a dog. Yeah. But anyways, this is my bread and butter
phone case.
I will say, to be honest, that even the texture, it
looks like you could bite it.
Yeah, you could. And I almost kind of want to just to figure out what's inside of it.
Because it looks like perfectly toasted crunch.
Bread. Yeah. anyways, so I'm not going to lie. I am gatekeeping. It's very simple.
Like, you don't want to tell.
You can find this very easily, but I am gatekeeping.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
I mean, yeah, that's fine. You guys can literally Google bread and butter phone case and find it.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of common sense.
You just gave it away.
Oh my God, sorry.
Honestly, I don't think that's going to work. That's not how I found it. But I mean, good luck, you know?
Oh my God. Okay. Love you guys so much.
Oh, sorry. If you do end up finding this and getting this, post it on your story and tag me. That's all I ask.
Oh my God. And okay. Do hashtag bread and butter case.
No, don't do that. Anyways, okay. Bye. And we will see you on Sunday at patreon.com.
This is why I do the outros.
And then also too, like, I just want to remind everybody, we are trying to get to 1,000 members on Patreon by the end of the year. Okay. We're just under 900. If we can get 100 members on Patreon,
100 you can, more members,
yes, and you can be a free member if you want.
Yeah, you can just go member,
just sign up, put your email, and let's run that number up, because it's going to be so nice to end the year with 1,000. And then let me just tell you what you get as a free member. You get snippets, you get occasional
messages,
like there's more just extra content that you could get if you just want to have more of the juice.
Yeah, okay? And you're one step closer to seeing the extra content.
Exactly. Too. So, but if you're not interested, if this is enough for you, honestly, we will see you next week.
Okay, okay, bye guys.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.